Good morning and welcome to HealthWorks. This is Carol Knier, Way Memorial Community Health Manager. Thank you for listening this morning. On today's show, I have a returning guest. I have Tina Hohen. Good morning, Tina.
Good morning.
And for those of you that may not know Tina, Tina is the Executive Director of our Wayne County YMCA. Right?
Yes, absolutely, forever and ever.
I know, you do a great job, so we appreciate
thank
that. You know, we're in the new year, we're in 2020, you know, most of us want to forget what happened in 2021, right?
See? Yes, don't get stuck in the past now,
I
we're
know.
Moving forward.
We are moving forward, and that's what we're here to talk about, is
absolutely.
Moving forward.
Yeah.
You know, we know COVID has, you know, hit many, many people hard. It's still here. We're still dealing with it. But we want to encourage people to really start focusing on this themselves, focusing on their health.
Absolutely.
Correct?
And that's something that, you know, we've been watching over the course of this COVID thing. You know, people, it was scary. You know, people were stopped. They didn't go to the gym. They didn't work out. They were focused. Their jobs, it was a lot of problems. But people didn't pay attention to their health as much as they should,
mm-hmm.
some. And now's the time to, let's get back on the horse, kind of, and let's get started. It's a new year. Even if COVID's not completely gone out of our lives yet, it's time for us to take charge and start eating right and exercising. And if we're not comfortable going to a gym, then let's get some virtual classes. Let's do something. You know, and the Y's got a lot of options for people
right.
moving into the new year.
So. Right, and that's what we wanted to talk about today.
Mm-hmm.
Two programs that you want the public to know about that is available through the YMCA. It's your diabetes prevention program, and the other one is A Matter of Balance. So there are two programs that I know in the past you've held in person.
Yes.
But because of COVID, again, looking at things differently now, you want people out there to give you a call, right?
Mm-hmm.
And maybe sign up for these programs. We want to know your interest in joining these. And again, there may be an option. We're hoping maybe to do it virtual through Zoom, and if not, possible social distance in person, right?
Yes, absolutely. And that's what we're looking at. Like you said, normally the classes were in person, and this is how we do it, and la, la, la. Well, this is not how we do it now. We do something new.
Mm-hmm.
So we're going to offer them, you know, we're going to hopefully get interest from people and
mm-hmm.
find the right day and time, but offer it virtually and then also an in-person option if they like. So we have a room big enough that we can do Zoom. For some people can be socially distanced, or they can be on the computer doing it virtually, and some can be in the room socially distanced.
Right.
So hopefully we can work, and we all work together, and I think that's what's cool about this, is all the things I've been on all these webinars and things, and like, nobody's the expert on this stuff now.
Right.
This is new. Everything's new. So this is a different way of doing it. So
mm-hmm.
I think if we all work together, we can make it work really well. But, you know, Matter of Balance is a wonderful program. It helps older adults who have concerns about falling or maybe restricting their activities, especially now in the winter.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's scary. But it teaches them how to control their body a little bit better so they can, if they have a fall, they know how to control themselves. They know how to handle that. They set goals for increasing their activity. We help them learn how to reduce fall risks in their house and in their lifestyle. Get a little bit of exercise, not a lot. But again, this will be a little different because they'll be virtual. So,
mm-hmm.
but we'll be watching. So, you know. and so that's kind of a neat program there. It runs 8 weeks. Normally it's 2 hours a session. That's a long time to be on a Zoom meeting. If anybody's
right.
been on a Zoom meeting,
yes.
webinar, hello. So we may work with that. So we'll see what we get, but we're hoping to have some people call us for that, and that's free.
Okay.
You know,
if they're interested in this program,
mm-hmm.
what phone number would they call?
570-253-2083.
Mm-hmm. Great. So I think there are going to be a lot of people out there that would benefit from this program.
Absolutely.
You know, many people stuck in the house for a long, long time, and we lose muscle tone, right? We lose coordination if we're not moving.
Mm-hmm.
So this would help some of those individuals.
Absolutely. It's just good information. There's actually some good swag that goes with it, too. So
Ooh.
We had a grant, so they gave us some stuff, and we've got stuff that we've been holding since last year. So we have that program. We also have our diabetes prevention program.
Mm-hmm.
That I finished my first class last year before the pandemic, and was in the middle of a class when it hit again. So I'm going to try to reconnect with those people to get started to kind of finish our program. But the diabetes prevention program is a year-long program, And we meet once a week for 16 weeks. And then we meet every other week. And then we kind of graduate down to once a month. But again, it'll be virtual.
Mm-hmm.
Or a few in person if they'd like. This program was, I think, one of the best things I've ever taught in my life. The group, that crew that I had, I mean, we bring in people, try to get about 12 people,
mm-hmm.
and just to learn from each other.
Right.
I'm not teaching, I'm facilitating. I have some of the basic information, and you guys know what to do.
Mm-hmm.
It's a matter of doing it. And right. so we had a really great group. It's a wonderful program. Again, that's free, too.
Mm-hmm.
And to get a free My membership for the year. Like, it's a great program.
Oh, wow. That's a nice benefit to, mm-hmm. you know, to have that membership for a year for the Y.
Well, you know what else is cool? Because I know people, some are still afraid. Well, I'm still not going out, so I'll do it virtually, but I still can't go to the Y. And guess what else the Y has now?
What?
We have our Y Wellness 24/7, which is virtual online classes for fitness. Over 120 a week for people to choose from. So if you're a YMCA member, you can log in and get your own password, and you can log in, and there'll be fitness classes from 26 different Ys.
Wow.
So you'll get to see instructors from all over and get to know them. And it's a really neat format. They went with the Burn Along platform, which is it's a company, but the Ys have banded together. So there's 26 of us. And
I mean, and awesome. I think that's awesome because, you know, our Y is awesome, but sometimes we're limited because of instructors and time, and you know, now with COVID and social distancing,
mm-hmm.
you know, so you may want to think about going to another Y, but it's too far to drive. Now you don't have to worry about that, right? You
right.
can log in and, you know, see what's out there.
Mm-hmm.
Is some of those classes taped so they can kind of look at them at any time as
yeah,
well as in person?
They have some that they'll stock, you know, the really good classes. Like, let's say somebody hit a home run with a class, and that's everybody's favorite class. And so they'll put some of those kind of in the archives so you can go and take those so you get to know them. Or there's new ones all the time. And a lot of them are live.
Okay.
So again, it's you get kind of a sense of community, because I think on the website I haven't played as much with it. I'll be honest, I logged in and it let me pick, you know, what are some of the goals in my healthy lifestyle that I'd like. I'd like to drink more water. I'd like to eat a salad every day. I'd like to whatever. So it let me put some information in, and there's groups you can join if you'd like.
Mm-hmm.
And I want to talk to people about, you know, healthy recipes, or I want to talk to people about this. And so there's a lot of opportunity in that program. I'm hoping, too, that they're hoping to expand from just fitness classes to things like healthy eating courses and healthy back courses and that kind of stuff.
And, like, you know, heart health classes, you
there's,
know.
The door's wide open.
Right.
So there's lots to do.
There's so many things. You know, coming back to the diabetes prevention program,
mm-hmm.
I know how you said how exciting that was to teach. You know, that's near and dear to my heart.
I do.
You know, when you said that, I had a big smile on my face, although you can't see that. I really did, because, you know, diabetes is especially type 2 diabetes, is something that can be prevented. So the diabetes prevention program, right, that you run is before they develop actual type 2 diabetes.
Right.
So there's some guidelines that they need to kind of fit criteria. Do they need a physician order, or do they need, what do they need?
Well, there's a basic form you fill out at first and you answer a few questions. And so, of course, there are certain things that put you at higher risk for it. And something as simple as your age.
Mm-hmm.
Being a little overweight, having somebody in the family that has diabetes. So there's different things that kind of put you in the category. But just as we get older, we're more apt to get it. But your doctor will tell you, usually say, oh, you're pre-diabetic.
Mm-hmm.
And we try to get their A1C level. So that's the level that they check to see your sugars.
Right.
Explain. I'm not going to tell you. You know this more than I do.
Yeah, so. The A1C is a blood test that they may do, you know, if they think you're at risk initially. Mm-hmm. And it, you know, normal is usually 5.6. Okay, now I forgot. Now you're making me forget. But there are specific guidelines. 5.7 or lower is normal. 5.8 or higher is starting to be at risk for diabetes, and 6.5
mm-hmm.
and higher is diabetes. So there are specific numbers that we look at. So that, you know, I mean, again, that is just one indication that we look at for diabetes. And then the doctor, if someone has diabetes, they'd follow them every 3 months. But your program is shown to, if someone is in that pre-diabetic range and they follow that program for that 1 year, according to the guidelines, they will reduce their risk of developing diabetes, right?
Absolutely. Because what it does, I'm not going to give you a prescription and say, do this, this, and this. We're going to go over all the different tools that you can use to change your lifestyle, to make it healthier. And the group support is what's amazing part about it. So you'll learn different things you can do, little tweaks here and there in your lifestyle. Maybe I add a little walk. I'm not going to a 2-hour fitness class, or I'm not going to go run a marathon, but maybe I can walk for 15 minutes a day, or maybe I can do this. And helping people learn some simple things they can do to change their lifestyle that they can live with. And still prevent diabetes. And that's what I like about it, is that it was everybody's individual plan.
Right. Tina's not there to tell you what to do, but is to guide and to help and to give you those tools and that information that you need to make those healthy lifestyle changes. Because that's what it comes down to with any kind of disease condition, heart disease, high blood pressure, diabetes, even, being overweight or having obesity, those small lifestyle changes to a long life of health is really important.
Yes, absolutely.
Right. And COVID has, again, put a lot of pressure on many, many people, on their lives, on their health. And, Wayne Memorial, as a healthcare system, we are nervous to see what's going to come about in 6 months to a year for the individuals that skip their doctor's appointments and, stopped exercising. But you're telling us that that doesn't have to be, that you will have programs available to help people.
Absolutely. And we have some going on in person now. You have to make an appointment. You have to sign up for classes, but we do have classes available. We also have in the virtual option if you're a Y member. We have free programs. We're rolling out diabetes prevention and the matter of balance. Mm-hmm. There's just lots going on with the Y. There's things for the kids because they're back in school. They're not afraid to get together as much as the adults are, but we have preschool sports that we're offering, indoor soccer, youth basketball. We're trying to do things. They're safe. They're wearing their masks. They're staying socially distanced. But we're trying to get back to life.
Right.
And that's what we need. And we need a healthy life. And part of that is a little bit of exercise and eating right. And
right.
And group support from people who care about your health.
Right. And I think going forward is we need to remember that, we always need to use safety measures. We're going to need to wear a mask. We're going to have to wash our hands. We're going to social distance. And those are all the things that the Y is doing to keep everyone safe that comes through those doors.
We have, just to let people know, we had started, everything closed down in March, but the Y opened the beginning of May and did essential childcare for the community and helped people, the essential workers, I got grants and we helped them with making an affordable childcare for them. And we had no issues at all. And we've been open since then. Now, I'm not saying that we're not going to.
Right.
Because all it takes is one person.
Right.
Whatever. Mm-hmm. But we take temperatures when people come in. We have questions that you answer. You pick up your cleaning rag because you clean everything before you use it and after you use it.
Okay.
And you know what? Everybody that comes has been okay with that.
Right. They have to be honest too.
We want to be healthy and safe because we don't want the Y to close again. We want to stay open.
Exactly.
So that's the important thing.
We do. We want to move forward. We don't want to move back. So, Tina, you have a Facebook page?
We have a Facebook page.
And what is it?
Wayne County YMCA.
Oh, that's easy.
It's an easy one. We have a website. You can go to our website and find out about some things there. That's WCYMCA.com.
Okay. And if not, I know, your hours of operation vary from hours, but what's like some of the times that you're opened that they can call for
information?
They can information?
Call Monday through Friday, 5:30 a.m. to 8 p.m. Tuesdays and Thursdays, we're 7 a.m. to 8 p.m. Saturdays, 8 to 2:30, and Sundays, 8 to noon.
And the phone number again?
570-253-2083.
Oh, great. Tina, thank you so much for being on the show today. Again, you can re-listen to this show at on the Way Memorial website, wmh.org, or you can go on Radio Bold and download their app, or go on their website and look under their podcasts and look for Health Works. I know
people can listen to us again.
They can. All
right, I know they love to hear us talk.
I know. If you missed the show, if you want more information, or just give Tina a call about the two programs that she does want to get started, A Matter of Balance and the Diabetes Prevention Program, correct?
Correct.
So, Tina, thank you again for being on the show.
Thank you. I appreciate it. I love talking to you about stuff.
I know. We could spend hours on this. Again, this is Carol Kinnear, Way Memorial Community Health Manager, wishing you a great day. Thank you for listening.